This week, economists debated the likely length and depth of a recession that many believe has already begun in the United States. The Federal Reserve is trying hard to cushion the downturn with lower interest rates, while Congress and the White House hope that stimulus checks that are going out to taxpayers will boost growth. The economic turmoil is emanating from a housing crisis that has been called the worst since the Great Depression. More than 1.2 million homes are in foreclosure, and another 3 million may join them over the next 2 years. Meanwhile, the U.S. dollar has fallen sharply against the currencies of China, Europe, and Japan. We asked Adam Posen, Deputy Director of the Peterson Institute for International Economics, to put these developments in perspective. He's with us in the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me, John.
So is this a garden variety economic downturn that we're entering, or is this something different and more profound in terms of America's standard of living and place in the world?
We're entering a bad period for America's standard of living and place in the world, but it's not the downturn. The downturn is actually something short, not garden variety, but something the Fed and the tax cuts will cope with. The issue is we've got a declining rate of productivity growth, a declining dollar, all of which are ways of saying people's standard of living, their purchasing power is going down. And that, in a sense, is the payback for all the spending we did in recent years.
What you're basically saying is that while this downturn may not be deep and long, that the habits that we've engaged in terms of borrowing money for our houses, borrowing money in terms of importing things that we really can't pay for, that's the problem that we face.
Absolutely. And the third form of borrowing is the public sector. The government, remember, has also been in deficit borrowing money to pay for things like the war in Iraq, which, whatever you think of it, from an economic point of view, is pure waste or pure consumption. And so we've spent a lot of money, racked up a lot of debt to foreigners, to ourselves, to various banking companies, and we haven't got very much to show for it.
So are we going to begin to feel the pinch now? That is, were we enjoying a standard of living that we really couldn't afford?
We might have been able to afford it if we'd spent more wisely. What we did in the late 90s, where we closed the budget deficits in the government and the corporate sector in the U.S. invested a lot, that meant the growth in the standard of living we had then was real. But the last 3 or 4 years, it was this kind of mirage. And I think the biggest thing that we're going to feel also, though, is we're starting to feel real price inflation in a way people haven't seen. Everybody is aware of the energy prices, food prices, education prices. Soon, medical prices will continue to go up as well. And that just cuts into what our salaries are worth.
Is this an irreversible trend?
It's not irreversible at all. If you look at the U.S. history of the last 30 years economically, or 40 years, we've had wide swings. Throughout the 70s, part of what made people so unhappy with the economy was there was a sustained trend like this. And in the early 80s, people began to despair that we might never make it back. We're seeing that again now. The question is, can it be reversed? Yes, but it would require Americans saving more. It would require the government spending better on infrastructure instead of blowing things up. It would require corporations investing instead of paying out dividends, all of which we've done in the recent past, but which we're not doing at the moment.
What you're saying really is that we have to change our behavior.
Absolutely. There's no easy way out of this. It's not like some external force came along, we lie down for a while, the fever lifts, oh boy, we're okay. It's more like, God, I've let myself go to pot, I've eaten a bunch of junk food, I haven't exercised, I'm going to have to start going to the gym and cutting back if I want to be fit again.
Adam Posen of the Peterson Institute for International Economics. Thanks very much.
Thank you for having me.